At the top of the news this Saturday evening, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today the United States and China can help pull the world out of economic crisis by working together. Several international human rights groups expressed concern over what they interpreted as a softening in U.S. concern over China's record, especially regarding religious freedom, political dissent, and religious expression. The senior fellow on the Asia program at Chatham House, Dr. Carrie Brown, told us more about the role of economy in China-U.S. relations.
The biggest issue is massive deficits from the last sort of 5 or 6 years, which are now well over $100 billion in favor of China. So the issue really is what to do about that deficit. Of course, American people have also been able to buy many cheap goods that are manufactured in China. So it's not entirely something that's been one-sided. But as Obama found out in the fiscal stimulus package when it went through Congress and the Senate, with this buy U.S. clause, it's going to be a very difficult issue, you know, to continue having high levels of deficits when the American economy and, the sort of loss of jobs in America are in such a sort of bad state. So I think the economy will be a bit of a battleground in some ways, with the Americans wanting to see that they're getting benefits from the trade with China. And China itself has been affected badly by the economic downturn and the disappearance of export markets in US and EU. So they will also be anxious to see if there can be things that they can do to stabilize the global and also the Chinese economic situation.